So where are the Patriots at on their coordinator search? And maybe it's inconsistent of us, Keith, to call for a speedy process here and, hey, what are they doing and why haven't they hired anybody? When we asked for a real head coaching search a year ago, we asked for a real head coaching search this go round, and we want a real search at coordinator and not just handing it over to Josh McDaniels. So maybe it's inconsistent to say, what are they doing and why haven't they hired anyone? I guess I'm okay with the why haven't they hired anyone piece. I'm okay with that.
No, I am.
Where's the news on who they're interviewing and who they're talking to?
Where are the names?
Right.
Send us the names.
Because we got a couple of them over the weekend. You heard Rap Sheet reference it there. Marcus Brady.
Yeah.
And Thomas Brown from Chicago.
It's like, what are we doing? Are we doing the same thing as the head coaching search?
I think, or at least I thought I knew what they were doing when I saw those names come out, which is unfortunate. It's where your brain goes. But it's like, oh, they've satisfied the Rooney Rule so they can just jam in Josh McDaniels. But I thought that was happening. They had these interviews over the weekend. It's Tuesday. I still haven't heard anything about any other interviews on offense. We're getting a few trickles of information for D coordinator. And our guy, Jeremy Springer, is going to be retained as special teams coordinator.
Yeah, the Spring Dog's back.
Good job by him.
Good job, Jeremy Springer.
We like him on this show, friend of the show.
Yeah, he is.
And so, yeah, where's the new? It's not that they haven't hired someone. It's what's gone on with the news. Where is the news? Where's the information on who they're interviewing, who they're interested in for offensive coordinator? And I'm wondering.
Well, because we thought they were going to be more transparent, really, since Belichick left. And even when the last year of Belichick, remember when Robert Kraft came out with that list? He's like, we are going to put in a search for an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Even that one was a bad job because they just went to Bill O'Brien. Like, that was not very imaginative. They brought in Bill O'Brien. Then the next year, you see what happens. And now we're in a spot where we kind of made fun of the Jets just because of some of the names on the list. But when the season ended, the Jets had like 16 guys attached to the head coach interviews, including Rex Ryan, of all people. They had like this top to bottom list. And you're like, oh my God, look at these candidates. But they were pretty forthright with their fans, being like, we're going to talk to all these guys and we're going to try to hire the best one. And the Patriots, you thought you might get the same thing. And you're like, all right, well, the head coach job clearly was just a bad job anyway. But OC, that one really should be more open, because even if it's guys that were linked to Vrabel, there's a bunch of guys. Even if it's, you know, bringing back a retread in Josh McDaniels, like, that's at least another one. And why not be creative here? Why not see? Last year, you talked to 13 guys, and I wonder if part of that is they felt like they got burned last year because it wasn't like, hey, these are all these candidates, and like, we have the pick of all of them. Like, it got kind of revealed that a lot of them turned you down.
Yeah. A bunch of people took other jobs and or said no.
Now, this job looks a lot better this year because you know who your quarterback is and you know who your head coach is. Not that you didn't know who the head coach was last year, but like, you know, you have an experienced real head coach. So I could see an offensive coordinator being like, yeah, that looks like a job where I could go in and succeed. Whereas last year you didn't. And all the jokes about, or the reports, which kind of were jokes, the interviews were light on football for the offensive coordinator. So, like, there's like red flags galore for
all over the place.
12, 13 of the candidates that rolled through there. But the way they talked about, or Robert Kraft specifically talked about, you know, the list of candidates for head coaching. He's like, oh yeah, Stacey will be communicating that. And just in this time where all these team accounts tweet out all the images of all the guys they've talked to on down the line, I am surprised that they were the first team to fire their coach, not counting the in-season ones. They were the first team to hire their new head coach. And yet the offensive coordinator thing has dragged with the names. I don't need a guy today. They don't have a game tomorrow. Like, I don't need a guy today. But I thought we would have way more of an idea.
A comprehensive list.
Yeah, I thought we would.
So, and by the way, they are doing interviews on the defensive side of the ball. Mike Reese said this yesterday. The Patriots have requested permission to interview Dolphins outside linebackers coach Ryan Crowe for their defensive coordinator opening. Crowe coached under Vrabel in Tennessee from 18 to 23.
All right.
So that makes sense. They're requesting it on the defensive side. We don't really know a ton about their interviews on offense outside of two interviews that feel like they're rushing to satisfy the Rooney Rule, is what it feels like. I don't think teams are lining up to hire Thomas Brown, who was the interim coach for the Bears a year ago. I definitely don't think people are lining up for Marcus Brady, who was the offensive play caller in Indianapolis. Or, I'm sorry, offensive coordinator. I think Steichen was the play caller. That's the information we have. So the best that I can glean is a list we went over quickly yesterday. You guys can jump in with all your thoughts on the offensive coordinator search. But it's Mike Reese's list that we blew through yesterday, where he mentions Arthur Smith and Tim Kelly and Tony Dews, all of whom Vrabel worked with in Tennessee. He then mentions that Vrabel initially wanted to bring Ryan Day with him, take him from Ohio State before Ryan Day was the head coach at Ohio State.
Yeah, that'd be a big step down after winning the title.
He was the then co-offensive coordinator. You're not getting Ryan Day. They win last night.
No.
Much to the chagrin of yours truly. Good win for the state of New Hampshire, though, Keith.
Huge win for the Granite State.
So let's stick with that. Chip Kelly.
Yeah,
who
maybe
is
Chip Kelly.
Ryan Day's mentor. And you have to wonder if he has an appetite to come back to the NFL. Does he really want to be a play caller for Ryan Day? And would he have any interest in coming back to the NFL? Along with Mike LaFleur, Dave Ragone, those are the names in the Rams now that they're eliminated that maybe you could look to. So I'm kind of treating that as a pseudo list, but I don't have any information on who's calling, who's interviewing to ultimately be the play caller here. I don't have any info on that.
Kind of to me, it's shaping. I've gone back and forth on if it's just going to be McDaniels, because we talked about how Adam Schefter only mentioned McDaniels' names. Tom Curran, who we'll talk to today at noon, he's talked about McDaniels. Mike Reese was one, maybe the only one recently, who was like, oh, that's certainly not like a slam dunk. I'm like, all right, well, that's a positive sign.
Reese has highlighted that they never worked together. Like they overlapped while Vrabel was a player in New England, but they never actually worked together on a coaching staff.
No, they didn't. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I like Vrabel, and I don't really consider him in the tree, even though I know you do or some others do as well. But this is kind of playing out like the head coach search was. You interview the two minority candidates, then you kind of slow play it, and then you're like, oh, yeah, and by the way, here's Vrabel, and boom, 2 days later, he has the job.
Yeah.
It feels like we're going there. Like, are they looking for one more, like, who's their Ben Johnson, if you will, version of this, where they're like, oh, they're serious. Oh, they interview, like, Dave Ragone, and it's not him. And then Josh McDaniels is the fourth interview, and holy smokes, we hired him. And you wait until conference championship Sunday to announce it,
trying to overshadow the whole thing. Yeah, like they did.
Like, I don't know. I mean, that's the way it's looking to me now. Like I'm back into picking McDaniels in the McDaniels versus Field.
Is there an offensive coordinator? We asked earlier. Would you rather be the Bears with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, or would you rather be Mike Vrabel with Drake May and the Patriots? I would rather be the Patriots in that scenario. Just coach quarterback. You'd rather be the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an offensive coordinator higher where it would swing you over to the Patriots side? Like, I don't think it's McDaniels for you, but
Chip Kelly might.
He might?
Yeah. I'm a big Chip Kelly fan. So Chip Kelly might, maybe one of the Rams guys. I don't know, maybe like a Mike LaFleur, like somebody like that might.
So you hire Mike LaFleur, that could swing you over in that debate to the Patriots.
I think so, because that guy's just so important. And I do like, you know, it's easier to love or hate any of these guys, but I like both head coaches and I like both quarterbacks. So, like, to me, it's not this huge gap anyway. So, you know, some of the rumors in Chicago, there is, you know, Ben Johnson's going to bring in Dennis Allen, for example, to run his defense.
As his D coordinator. I think he's talking about bringing in, was it Rizzi? Who was he talking about bringing in as well on that team?
It's pretty good. It's kind of like my plan.
Yeah,
kind of like my plan. But
that,
like,
is a lot like your plan.
Give me, like, some old dudes that got experience to run the other side of the ball. Like Sean McVay, Wade Phillips, isn't that a little bit like Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen?
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. So I think that's important. And so Mike Vrabel is not just a defensive, he is a defensive guy, but he's also sort of like a atmosphere guy, or like a, not atmosphere, what's the word? Like just changing the whole
culture.
Yeah. Like he's going to do that. Doesn't mean you don't need somebody to really cook up some great play calls for your young quarterback. So, yeah, there are probably a couple of names out there. I don't think McDaniels is one of them. I don't think Thomas Brown is one of them or Marcus Brady, but there's probably a couple that I would swing towards this.